Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about unwrapping insight, how the gift of prophecy, God revealing himself to us through his word, through his spirit, through the lives of fellow believers, gives us insight, discernment, to know and understand the will of God, how he would have us to live, how he would have us to speak, how he would have us to think. A full transformation of our mind, which transforms us from the inside out. So we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week talking about an insight that brings instruction. Actually, that was yesterday. An insight that brings knowledge. Kind of that next step of godly instruction that leads to knowledge. Proverbs 18, verse 15 says, "The heart of the heart of the discerning acquires knowledge. The ears of the wise seek it out." There are things in my life that I've acquired. Knowledge that I've just kind of picked up along the way. Sometimes it's those practical experience education moments that teach me a lesson that is not soon forgotten. And those are useful. Those are important. Whether we're talking about the day-to-day life or whether we're talking about our spiritual life. That insight, that discernment that allows us to gain knowledge. A practical application of the instruction that we receive from God's Word. The knowledge on how to use it, how to apply it, how to share it. But sometimes we're content to just sit back and what may be, may be. Let life come as it wants. But God takes it a step further. Not only does the insight, the discernment that he gives us bring knowledge, but the wise. Those who are growing in their wisdom, they seek it. There are things that I haven't just picked up along the way, that I've deliberately gone out and researched, studied, learned. As I think about the various courses that I've taken, whether it's through Ivy Tech or IUSB or Cincinnati Bible Seminary, they were designed because there was something that my knowledge wasn't where I wanted it to be. I sought it out. I knew I needed help in certain areas. And the diligence of study, as I've continued to grow in life, I've been able to find those in-person classes. I've been able to find online courses to help fill the gaps in what I know. It's not that there aren't still gaps. There are. Some that I'm aware of, probably many that I haven't even noticed yet. But it's wisdom that tells ourselves that I don't know everything. And I seek out knowledge that is useful, knowledge that is helpful, knowledge that is godly. And it's the insight that I get from God's Word that reminds me of how much bigger He is, how much larger His wealth of knowledge is. Exist as. And I would encourage you today, to acquire knowledge. Pay attention to life, to those around you that have skills and abilities and insight that you've not yet obtained. But to also not be complacent. Spend time asking God where the gaps are. What is it you still need to learn? Seek out knowledge. Not just for the sake of padding a resume, not just for the sake of being smarter than everybody else. You won't be. God's always smarter than you, smarter than me. And I would suspect there will always be somebody out there, in addition to God, that's smarter than you. I know there's many smarter than me. The knowledge isn't a competition. I seek knowledge because I want to be the most effective representative of Jesus that I can be. And so I seek knowledge in areas that will be helpful, that will be useful, that will be productive. Not filling my head, as Paul would write, with endless myths and genealogies and stories that don't add to my witness. Sometimes we get so caught up in the divisiveness of this world that we think if I just gain one more piece of insight, I'll be able to blow my opponent away in some sort of debate. But we forget that they're also pursuing their version of knowledge. The today's world of artificial intelligence and all of the means of creating real-looking images and real-looking stories. It's more important than ever that our pursuit of knowledge, our seeking of that knowledge, continually draws from a godly source. That we're always researching and investigating truth. Not just the truth that's made up, but a truth that matches with God's Word. We live life day to day with one level or another of insight and discernment. Our desire as as humans is that level would grow so that we're not taken advantage of. Our desire as believers ought to also be that that level grows so the enemy has fewer opportunities to deceive us. And so we grow in wisdom and knowledge and stature. We grow in favor with God and mankind. What Jesus did. And I believe as we unwrap this gift of insight, as we gaze into God revealing Himself through the gift of prophecy, not a fortune teller, not a predictor of future, but a revelation of who He is, a revelation of what is, what was, what is to come. Because He knows. He's there. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with You, in order to gain knowledge that is useful, effective, productive for Your kingdom. And Father, we have a habit as humans to want to acquire knowledge for ourselves, to puff ourselves up, to be known as important, as wise, as understanding. And God, those are important characteristics, but not if those become what we replace You with. So help us today to be humble, to seek knowledge so that we can better represent you, to grow in wisdom and understanding so that you are more evident in our life, to recognize when we're lacking something that would benefit our witness, our testimony, our life example. And we would seek those things. We would require those things as we live life, as we pay attention to others, but more importantly, as we live life and pay attention to the work that you're doing in us, through us, and around us. And may those things that we acquire simply feed our desire and our hunger to seek more. More of you. More contentment. More peace. More obedience to your Spirit. To your Word. Father, may we grow as those who not only want to know you, not only want to be known by you, but as those that want others to know you. And as we grow in this insight that brings knowledge, that seeks knowledge, and we find it, may we continually lift up Jesus as the source. That as we lift up Him, He would draw all peoples to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. I know it's going to be cold this weekend, and perhaps some more snow here in northern Indiana. So I would encourage you, if you're able to get out and worship God together with other believers, to do so. But if you can't safely do that, then be a participant in an online streaming service. We offer that here at the Deer Run Church of Christ, 10:30 a.m., through our Facebook feeds, our YouTube channel. Eventually gets put on our website. But don't just watch. Participate. But again, if you can get out safely, you're invited to join us here at the Deer Run Church of Christ, 2730 South Ironwood Drive. We plan to gather regardless of weather, as long as the only exception is if the county, city declares a state of emergency and bans travel. That's when we close, and trying to be understanding of their authority. But we do try to stay open so that we can stream a service for those that can't make it, but also for those that can get out, that they have a place to go and to be encouraged. So continue to grow in your life, your spiritual walk, and your encouragement of others. Again, thank you so much for joining me today. I do hope and pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.